T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Keith, you mentioned Kyrie Irving, and what the hell?
Sure.
The glorious disaster that is the Brooklyn Nets at this point in time. So it was, I want to say it was like Saturday morning, because my wife, I, and youngest, we went down to Bellator on Friday night down in Mohegan. We stayed the night. I get up. I'm on the can. I'm going through Twitter, and I see this thing about Kevin Durant would welcome going back to the Golden State Warriors. And I'm like, wait.
Of course he would.
What is this? And of course, there was a Ringer podcast where a lot of this stuff came up. And it was from the Mismatch pod with, I know, your buddy Kevin O'Connor.
Yep, I like KLC.
There's a dude on that show named Logan Murdoch, who I guess talked to Kevin Durant and sort of broke down where things stand with KD and the Nets.
That made some calls. Kevin Durant hasn't talked to the team in weeks. I don't think Kevin is confident in the front office right now. I don't know if he's at the stage of leaving, but there's a big uneasiness from not only the Kyrie side, but the KD side as well. But I think his biggest beef is, I think that he didn't feel like the front office grew to try to understand Kyrie or whatever that means. And I would push back on that, saying, hey, you know, like when a guy leaves, you know, for 2 weeks at a time, or Kyrie earns the lion's share of the blame. But I think that Kevin feels like, hey, man, like you guys didn't try to understand this guy. You guys didn't try to figure out where he was coming from. And there's another thing that happened, KOC. The Nets let go of Adam Harrington. He's one of Kevin's guys. And that really had a big ripple effect on just how Kevin feels about this right now. So he is still in just kind of figuring it out mode, but there is some fire to that smoke that, you know, he's kind of reevaluating where he stands with this.
Huh. Interesting. So Adam Harrington, by the way, is a Massachusetts guy. He played for NC State and Auburn like back in the day. And then he was most recently an assistant coach with the Nets. So apparently one of the guys that Durant must like, which is an odd move, by the way. Like, the assistant coach, you're not going to keep him around if your best player likes him. Like, you know me, I'm not on Durant's side in any of this, but you're paying him $50 million a year, and he gets along with one of the, I mean, I don't know what Harrington did to get rid of him if he's Durant's guy. But the one thing is, which is outrageous, is, oh, you guys didn't understand Kyrie? Who on planet Earth, round planet Earth, can get to know Kyrie or understand Kyrie? I think that's impossible.
How do I get to that point? Like, that's what I'd love to know from Kevin Durant, right? What do I ask him out for coffee? Oh, he doesn't drink coffee. Or he can't go out in public. Maybe a little lunch, right? We're going to go, let's go dine. Let's go grab a sandwich at one of the concession stands or whatever. Or, you know what it is? Maybe what they could do to appease him is set everybody up in the organization like it's speed dating. Right. And everybody gets 5 minutes with Kyrie.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So that everybody can get to understand what he's all about. Yeah, first of all, that buzzer'd be going off and Kyrie'd still be talking. He'd just sit down and start talking to people. Ugh. It's not like you can figure this guy out. Hell, Kevin Durant is supposed to be a great friend of his, and he can't figure Kyrie Irving out. So now he's going to look at other normal people that don't have unbelievable talent like Kevin Durant does and think that Kyrie is going to interact with them like a normal person. You know what it is, Rich? Like, you mentioned that. Look, in terms of year two and three of something that you know is not working, that's when you start to make moves like that, because it is the, all right, how can we reset? Because this clearly isn't working. And these franchises have to literally set it. They got to set the ground rules from when these guys are rookies. This is the way we do things here. Then you can always loosen the reins a little bit. But Kevin Durant went to the Brooklyn Nets, and by proxy, Kyrie went to the Brooklyn Nets thinking they ran things.
Yeah, he even said so as much as soon as they ended the season, and clearly he is wrong about that. And wouldn't you also push back on what Durant was saying there, or at least, you know, through this voice? Because Kyrie Irving chose not to get vaccinated, and for a team that
Yep.
Because of the rules. Again, we're not arguing whether the rules are fair or not. Just the rules stated he couldn't play home games. They never came out and blasted him. They never said, hey, don't play. They let him play the road games. They did everything they could to sort of keep. They never once did a press conference say, Kyrie's killing us. Like a couple years before when Kyrie was making fun of every guy on the roster and was like, we need to do like an overhaul like while they were playing the season. I thought they stood by him as much as they possibly could have. And I mean, look at the other organizations that he's been with. Like, so the Celtics didn't try to learn from him. Cleveland didn't. Like, you're starting to add up too many examples of you being the a-hole and not all of the other teams and GMs and coaches and teammates all around there. So I still think it's one of the more fascinating storylines in the offseason because he's a great player, but he's an absolute headache, and he has proven it in multiple spots. And even if his guy, Kevin Durant, says, I want him back, he's so bad, not on the court, I mean, but just the whole thing that comes with him, that the Nets are thinking, we might not bring him back. We might not bring him back. Like, what really good player who is eligible for the max and the team can sign him, like, they can sign him. He's their guy. They can, mm-hmm. they can give him whatever that he can get. And they're choosing not to. It'd be like the first stand an NBA front office has ever made.
It'd be amazing. It really would be. And he's the guy to do it against because Lord knows in the court of public opinion, no one would stand there and say, well, Kyrie did everything right.
Right.
How dare you besmirch his good GD name? And you're right. There was that kerfluffle. There was the, you know, that post-game comment now after.
I love it.
If you're the owner, Joe Tsai, right? Aren't you watching that and you're kind of like sitting there and yourself and you're like, really? Really, Kyrie? Like, you've got money. I own this bitch. Like, you are not going to tell me what to do.
However, however is this. If Kevin Durant, after not talking to the front office for weeks, goes and sits down and says, if you re-sign Kyrie, I'm happy to come back. If you don't, I would like a trade. What do you do then?
You punt them both. It ain't working. I mean, I know it's.
And now you're left with just Ben Simmons.
That's right. and now you're at the top of the lottery again. But because here's the way I view that as you were asking it. Because I know there is the on the court ramifications. You're either going to move on from these guys, where one is a pure clown in Kyrie, and the other with Kevin Durant, he's at least earned a little bit of respect that he hasn't at least handled himself the way Kyrie and Harden have, which is a very, very low bar, I understand.
Right.
So it's either you're bringing them back and having them hijack you're willingly having them hijack your organization for a 3 to 5 year period, or you're ripping the Band-Aid off right now and you're saying, I don't care if the wound oozes. It'll stop bleeding eventually. I have a hard time. How do you as an owner say, yeah, we should invest in Kyrie Irving? Like, how do you do that? I have no idea.
They can't give him a 5-year deal by any means.
No,
and I guess
God.
To appease Durant, I guess you might have to offer like a 1-year deal with like an option or something. I wouldn't want him. I would say see you later. But again, the Durant part of it, unless you think you can get a haul in a Durant trade and then you just kind of wash your hands of it and you're like, all right, we're moving on. But the Durant aspect of it is the only reason why I think you would even have pause as it relates to Kyrie.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And it's not like you can sign Kyrie and then dangle him in a trade. There's none of that because who will want to take that on? Hey, listen, Kyrie, I think, is going to get a real rude awakening here because he thinks his value is high, which as a basketball player it is. But as a teammate, as a member of an organization, as a person who has to interact with other people, he's the worst.
He is the worst. I wonder, and like with him too, you don't know if he's going to retire for a year and then come back, or would he go play in China? Like he's such a wild card. You have no idea what he's going to do.
You nailed it the other day when you said if that LIV golf tour got into basketball,
sign him
Kyrie
right
would be the first guy who would jump at
He'd
that.
He'd be the logo for it.
There is no question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.